This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. NAFTA negotiations are set to start in Washington in about 3 weeks, 16th of August. It's a Monday. Today, though, we're going to get a little historical context for the Mexican-American economic relationship in the person of William O. Jenkins, an American who, in the middle of the last century, became the richest man in Mexico. Andrew Paxman teaches history and journalism at CIDE down in Mexico City. His new book is called Jenkins of Mexico. We got a hold of him on Skype. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Kai.
I'm going to go way out on a limb here and guess that most of the people listening to this interview have never heard of William O. Jenkins. Give us the thumbnail sketch, would you?
This is a story about a Tennessee farm boy who elopes with his Southern Belle girlfriend, drops out of Vanderbilt and heads for Mexico in 1901, and 50 years later is the richest man in the country. And how he gets there is a story of investment in textiles, in property trading, in sugar, and in the film industry during the golden age of Mexican cinema. In the 1950s, Mexico had the world's third largest film industry, just after Hollywood and India. And yet the man who profited the most was an American, William Jenkins.
It is also a story, you say in this book, of him having the guts, really, to buy when not quite blood was literally running in the streets, but almost. I mean, he took advantage of the Mexican Revolution. He took advantage of his political connections, and he built his fortune almost by hook and by crook.
As you know, the famous Baron Rothschild saying the best time to buy is when the blood is running in the streets. That's really what Jenkins did during the Mexican Revolution. A lot of old money Mexicans, their estates were being sacked by Zapatista rebels. They were in dire straits, a lot of them. And Jenkins was cash rich at the time. He made a lot of predatory loans. And at the end of the revolution, he cashed in. So during the revolution, he managed to quintuple his fortune from $1 million to $5 million.
Is there an allegory to an American tycoon? I mean, the one that comes to mind is John Rockefeller, but does that apply?
Jenkins very much was influenced by the so-called robber barons, and he imbibed that culture of a hard-driving business practices, monopolistic practice, all that kind of thing. But then the other fascinating parallel with the robber barons is that, like them, he decides to bequeath his entire fortune to charity. Mm-hmm. You might say that he out-Carnegies Andrew Carnegie.
I want to skip to the end of the book a little bit and draw some analogies and parallels to today. The mm-hmm. epilogue in this book basically draws a line between William Jenkins and Carlos Slim, who I would bet most of the listeners of this program have heard of. At one time, the richest man in the world, certainly now the richest man in Mexico.
Yes.
Give me the parallels, would you?
There's a business genealogy, first of all. William Jenkins' right-hand man was a banker called Manuel Espinosa Iglesias. And Manuel Espinosa, in turn, became the richest man in Mexico in the 1970s. He became something of a mentor to Slim. And then, of course, Slim in the 90s becomes the richest man in Mexico. There's also the idea of businessmen who have got ahead in great part through political relationships. I hesitate to use the word crony capitalist because it's a nebulous term that covers a lot of sins. I try to make the case that they are both entrepreneurs and also men who have taken advantage of close relationships with state governors and even presidents of the country.
What do you suppose Jenkins would make today? And granted, he died in 63, so he's been gone a while. But what would he make of the Mexican-American economic relationship of today?
Well, Jenkins was very keen on bringing the United States and Mexico closer together. And I think he would be troubled by some of the sounds coming out of Washington at the moment. I should say that he was not in the export business. All of the money he made in Mexico was reinvested in Mexico. But he was very keen to disabuse Mexicans of their prejudices of the United States and vice versa.
Andrew Paxman teaches history and journalism at CIDE down in Mexico City. His book about William O. Jenkins is called simply Jenkins of Mexico. Andrew, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.